Jesse Allen talking now with Arlen Suderman of Stone Axe. Arlen, as we take a look at these markets, wheat is trading higher, but the rest of the commodities, for the most part, are lower. The stock market under heavy pressure here today. Crude oil down over $3 a barrel as we talk right now. So tell us what you are seeing throughout the commodity sector here on this Monday.
Well, it's really a risk-off day for the most part, and we measure that with the VIX, and the VIX is Wall Street's fear index, and it's trading to a 15-month high this morning, up around 38 at times. And I've observed over the last several decades, whenever the VIX gets above 30, it's difficult for any commodity to sustain a rally unless it has a strong story of its own. And so what we're seeing is when fear is high on Wall Street, money moves to the sideline and it moves to the safe havens. And the safe havens are like the dollar and government securities. So we're seeing yields on treasuries go up as more money goes into those securities. We're seeing the dollar generally firm as well for most of today's trading. And the commodities going lower. They traded higher overnight, but when the VIX started going higher, then they came down. Why the fear? Three things going on. Actually, two categories. One would be geopolitical risk, and the other would be the Fed. The Federal Reserve meet Tuesday and Wednesday to discuss changing monetary policy, and that is expected to be significant changes coming forward, and worries about whether the Fed will manage it right or whether they'll send us into recession or else runaway inflation. On geopolitical risks on two fronts, first of all, we have China stepping up the pressure on Taiwan, running 39 military jets over Taiwanese defense airspace over the weekend, and also the military conflict and tensions increasing between Russia and Ukraine, with the U.S. State Department warning Americans to get out of Ukraine. That raises risks for wheat, and that gives wheat the story, so to speak, that it needs, at least for today, to sustain a rally while there's fear in all the other markets.
And how about over in livestock? I know cattle under pressure today. Pretty bearish cattle on feed report was seen on Friday. Hogs have rallied back through the session, though. What are you seeing over in livestock today?
Cattle market had a bearish cattle on feed report on Friday. The other factor fundamentally is the fact that we're still not slaughtering the number of cattle that we need to on a daily basis because of employee absenteeism. But we are making progress with last week's slaughter at 636,000 head, up from 618,000 a previous week. We need to get it up closer to 650,000 to be at a normal level. But the big thing driving it today is really this fear factor, and with the stock market down hard and seeing some big losses on the stock market, that tends to be a drag on the cattle market as well, and that's the big factor today.
That's comments with Arlen Suderman of Stone Axe. Coming up this afternoon, we'll talk the market trade with John Heinberg from Total Farm Marketing. It's been the Market Talk Midday Commentary for Monday, January 24th. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.